I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1930. That was the day that ground was broken on what would become one of the worst workplace disasters in U.S. history. At least 476 and possibly more than 700 men died from a disease called silicosis. The project was called the Hawk's Nest Tunnel. It was part of a hydroelectric project by the company Union Carbide. The aim was to harness the energy of the New River in West Virginia to power a metals plant. Workers cut through 3 miles of solid rock under the Gauley Mountain to divert water for the project. Most of the workers were black men recruited from the South. Much of the rock they were cutting through had a very high silica content. Despite the fact that the dangers of silica dust were well known, the company ignored standard safety practices. It is safer to drill through high silica content using a wet drill method, which cuts down on the dust. The project manager opted to use dry drilling to save time on the project. They also failed to provide the needed ventilation or respirators for the workers. Men desperate for work during the Great Depression flocked to the project. In all, nearly 5,000 men labored on the tunnel. A congressional subcommittee that investigated the disaster found that the whole driving of the tunnel was begun, continued, and completed with grave and inhumane disregard of all consideration for the health, lives, and future of the employees. For many, work on the Hawk's Tunnel was a death sentence. People with silicosis die a slow, agonizing, suffocating death. The companies involved in the project faced litigation. But in the end, they only paid out $200,000 in damages. Some that were impacted received as little as $30 for their lives.